Well, let's move on to federal politics now, and the expected return of a so-called ISIS bride from Syria to Australia. A temporary exclusion order had previously barred the Australian from coming home, but the woman has now been issued a permit allowing her to come back to Australia. It comes amid a national debate on multiculturalism, fuelled by surging support in opinion polls for One Nation. Ed Husic is the Labor MP for the Western Sydney seat of Chifley and joins me now. Ed Husic, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello, Sally. You're in a part of the world I kicked around in growing up.
Well, there you go.
In Penrith, I went to the opening campuses of Uni of Western Sydney, it was called then, in both Kingswood and in Werrington. And it's good that you're out there. You can see that the place has grown so much.
It is, for sure. In your Western Sydney electorate, is there community concern about the return of ISIS-linked Australians from Syria? How would you describe it?
I get a lot of feedback on a range of different issues, which I'm grateful for in my part of the world. And yes, there'll be some people that do raise those things, as is natural. I think it's been a big topic of discussion, and so it's natural that people will raise it. The key thing for us as a government has been to make sure that we, in particular, take the advice of the security agencies. We've had a very strong view about the way in which this should or should not occur, and you know, being able to, I think the big thing, Sally, is prioritising community safety, and that's clearly been something high on the government's mind.
Earlier this week, the One Nation leader, Pauline Hanson, said she was quite delighted that her proposal of monoculturalism was being publicly examined and debated after she demanded an end to multiculturalism in her address to the National Press Club last week. What do you think of this debate around these issues?
I'll take it back a step. Senator Hanson wants to style herself as the anti-politician. And she's been in politics for 30 years, but she's still pressing with that. She wants to call things out, call them as they see them. Seems very, how could I put it, politician-y to claim one thing one week and then say that's what you meant all along the next after you got a bit of stick for it. Everyone knows what she meant when she was talking about monoculture. She wants everyone to be the same, she feels, and this is part in the far right, this is part of that view that places, countries are getting overrun and that the nature of the country has changed in a way that they're not happy with and they want to take it back to something which in this case never existed. My big issue is for a lot of people that have made it here, Sally, and they have made it in Western Sydney, they came to another country, they uprooted themselves from the ease and comfort of family, friends, community to start a completely new life from scratch. I grew up in Western Sydney with kids who were migrants, and their parents were the cooks and the cleaners and the mechanics and the factory workers. Mum's going off to day shift after dads have come home from night shift, and they just did it to build a better life and they helped us build a better country. And I think, and the biggest thing I want us to stress, is to say they didn't just build a better life for themselves, they built a better country, and we should be bringing people together because that's how you make a strong country. And the other thing that has really stood out for me, as it has for a number of people this week, is, you know, it's often said sorry is the hardest word. In actual fact, multiculturalism is the hardest word, particularly for coalition leaders who cannot see the virtue, the merit, the benefit, the strength that comes from many acting as one to build a great country like ours.
After One Nation's victory in the Farah by-election, Barnaby Joyce from One Nation said his party would set its sights on Western Sydney. Do you think that realistically the area will prove to be fertile ground for One Nation?
I think, well, I've certainly, Sally, always taken it seriously. I understand that the kind of brand of One Nation and some of the right parties appeals to people, and there's a big appeal largely off the back of the fact that people believe that government takes too long and doesn't sort their problems out. So I've always taken it seriously and tried to highlight, again, you know, if One Nation and its leadership is projecting itself in one way, let's actually prove if the talk matches the walk And so I've always highlighted that in elections in times past. And I think, you know, you just got to treat him seriously. I am very careful, can I just say, having lived through the 2019 election that made certain predictions, I'd be very careful about going to the bank on the back of predictions about electoral success. Let's wait and see, but let's no doubt treat them seriously. And I think the party, my party, needs to, I think it's been a bit of a wake-up call, because I think we've focused a lot on the Greens, but for outer suburb areas, One Nation has always been just sitting there, lingering there, and we need to think about how to deal with things. Even though that scrub fire has started in the Conservative side of politics, I reckon it's making its way to us and we should treat it seriously.
Ed Husic, thank you for joining me on the program. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Ed Husic is the Labor MP, Federal Labor MP for the seat of Chifley.